Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome to another edition of Believe in Giants. Bob Popple, along with two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, I know it's been a busy week for you.
Yeah.
With another starter line being released. This one, not the black ice one, this one pertaining to football. And we're going to get into that during the course of the show because I'm looking at, first of all, your whoever your photographer was, I mean, everything was like on point.
Like, that's seriously. the Giants' very own Matt Swinn. Oh. Him and Dave, Mike Becton. I'm saying Dave. Mike Becton and Matt Swinn they should win awards for the stuff they're doing. It's just incredible.
We're going to put some pictures up later on. I know you'll get that to our producer, Alex. But, you know, the Giants play the Packers this week, and we're going to get into our preview in just a bit. But to get things started, we're going to welcome in a very special guest. If you watch this podcast, you're a hardcore Giants fan. And if you're on X, formerly known as Twitter, if you're not following Big Blue VCR, then you're missing something. Matt from Big Blue VCR joins us here on Believe in Giants. Matt, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Carl. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm a big listener. I've been telling a friend to tell a friend for a while since you started. Nice. So I'm thrilled to be on.
So explain to the audience where this passion, not for the Giants, but to create this Twitter handle, Big Blue VCR, came from. And we have to get into the weeds of your library. But let's start with what motivated you to do this?
Really, it was a combination of boredom and looking for something to do, especially during the pandemic when we were all kind of like home once it hit and a lack of things to see and do, especially like as it was first kind of like settling in. At that point, like most of us, we started working from home. And for many years, you know, I have been, you know, collecting and taping Giant games, and then I spent time converting them all onto these, you know, digital format, putting them on hard drives. But I was always working. I was commuting into the city and stuff like that. So I, you know, I'd be able to see the stuff on the weekends and whatnot when I had some time. But when we were home, there was nothing. There was a whole lot of nothing to do. So to kind of keep myself occupied, I just started taking these clips and putting them out on Twitter, and it started to pick up steam and people like enjoyed them because I think people are also looking for something to do. And you know, it was a little bit of, you know, in some ways, kind of like comfort food going back and seeing like, you know, old Giant clips, which were always, you know, I tried to make them positive and things that people remembered and liked. And I started to, I didn't really know anything about, you know, Twitter, it was called Twitter at the time. Like I wasn't a big Twitter person. I had the account created just to kind of like follow news and stuff, but I started to get more active. Then I started tagging players and personalities, and they started interacting, and it just kind of fed on itself. And as I got more feedback from the players and fans and others, I started, you know, they asked for old clips and I would find them and put them up, and then it would just kind of grew from there.
I got a message for our fans out there. Football's back. Bet Online's your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with Bet Online's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoffs and Super Bowl, Bet Online is going to give you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Remember, use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Yeah, as the Giants come up on their 100-year anniversary, these are the kind of things that serve as primers, if you will. Like, people can, you know, the emotional connection that fans have with their team, and it's especially some of the great moments in Giant history, is just, it is just amazing some of the stuff that you put out. Because I'm like, I'm looking at some of the plays that I've been involved in, I'm like, wow, I was pretty good. You know, like some of the San Francisco stuff. But it is just, it's just amazing that, like, the depth of footage that you have too. It's just not, you know, just highlight stuff that you can pick up on any post game. This stuff is pretty good. This is like, you're finding really broadcast, like, you, like your VCR and everything or whatever. But like, as you're watching the game, you're capturing some really good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that, Carl, because one of the things I do is I have the original broadcasts. It actually, the collection I have started in the mid-80s, because as the time the Giants were really getting good, I was like, you know, 1984, 85, I was 10, 11 years old. So I wasn't able to stay up to watch the Monday night games. So what I would do is I'd record them and then come back the next day and watch. And that's why, like, my biggest surprise was 86 in San Francisco. I went to bed, it was 17-0. And then I wake up and it's, you know, win 21-17. So I had all of these tapes, kind of like, you know, the full broadcast, which I kept on, you know, on the side there, like in a box in like a closet at my house where I grew up. And I remember my mother saying to me a few years back, she's like, you know, Matt, I'm gonna throw these things out. And I'm like, no, don't throw them out. I'll take them. And then I took them and I started converting them. And then that's when I found there's this like group of, you know, passionate, not only Giant fans, but other NFL fans of old footage they would keep. Yeah. And I started trading tapes and everything. And I now have about 840 Giant games, believe it or not, like full broadcasts going back in some cases, even to the late 60s that I was able to convert. And as I got into the practice of like leading up to the Giants' next opponent, I started going back and looking at old games and cutting them up. And that's where I'm finding that stuff from, like, oh, in the second quarter, John Madden mentioned this one thing here. And then later on, if you hear like, you know, some like some famous highlights afterwards, you can see like from the original broadcast, like how the thought process went and why he would be talking about things like that.
Yeah.
And you can find these little nuggets you're going along, and it's amazing. It's only a trip down memory lane, but also, like you mentioned, for yourself, like seeing these old highlights, like, you know, wow, like I was good at this. You can see now the plays that the teams were making in the 80s, and as we're talking to younger fans, and they're probably like, oh, these, you know, these old guys are just, you know, just talking about the glory days. Yeah. I can show the original tapes, like, here it is, like you could see it for yourself. And they're like, oh, like, you know, Carl was amazing against the 49ers, and LT really was, you know, the GOAT, all that stuff. They can see it at the time it was, which actually gives a better perspective of you know, it gives more gravitas to the stories you've been telling.
So one of my questions is, and we're talking with Matt from Big Blue VCR, and in order to keep some anonymity, we have the logo, not necessarily him on camera. You know, one of the things I think that is really cool is you will pay homage to Giants that maybe weren't part of championship teams, that weren't on great teams, and players that were not necessarily stars even when they were playing. They were good players. But if it's their birthday, you'll put up some video of that player. Like, how do you have it all cataloged where you can find all this stuff. You find out that it's Jim Finn's birthday or you know, something like that, and then you got it, and next thing you know, it's up.
Funny you mentioned that. Jim Finn's birthday, I think, is actually tomorrow. As you mentioned that, and the reason
he's
I
got
say that
giant alerts.
Yeah, the reason I say that is I'm not that crazy that I know exactly what it is. There, I do use Pro Football Reference that I look through and I see the birthdays and I look through the names and we go, okay, these guys all play for the Giants and I'll find them. I have the individual seasons all cataloged, so like I'll have the entire, like, you know, 80 season, 85, 90, whatever it is, all broken down, the individual games. I will then, in some cases, I'll just remember, like, the player, a play that they made in the game that, well, I'll then feature. I'll go and I'll find that footage. In other cases, I'll do a little bit of digging, and I'll look at, like, you know, some old games they played, and I'm like, oh, okay, in this one, he had an interception. Let me find when that was, and I'll scrub through and identify it. And to your point, Bob, like I actually like almost the challenge of finding some of these players that, like, are lesser celebrated, I'll say. But I love featuring guys, especially from those teams that didn't fall in the championship teams. An example, even just the other day, is I was showing the Packers Giants 1983 on Monday night, and Rob Carpenter had a big game. I love showing Rob Carpenter highlights because Rob Carpenter is a guy who was so important to setting the foundation for the winning that came later for the Giants. But unfortunately, his last year was 85 for the Giants. He just missed being there in 86. And I will tag Bobby Carpenter, his son, who played for the Cowboys and Ohio State, played there, on these highlights. And he actually just posted a thing the other day where he was thanking me because he's like, he was seeing these highlights for the first time of his father, and he's showing it to his kids. So they're seeing their grandfather playing, like, at the height of his powers there, you know, for the Giants. And It's just something that's kind of like, you know, a little bit like the passion behind it. Like, I appreciate not only, you know, guys like Carl who have the rings, but the guys who, like, you know, for one reason or another, sometimes it's not on their own fault, never got that. And you want to kind of, like, you know, celebrate that as well.
Listen, I think I speak for 99.999% of Giants fans at any level can't show enough appreciation for what you are giving us. Cause it is such a, like, for young fans to have a point of reference, right? And I don't want to say it's unique to all fan bases, but this one is unique because we can actually, our younger fans can actually have a point of reference to what great Giant teams were, or what great Giant moments were, or great Giant players, and they can speak on it because they actually have it, right? And you're constantly feeding the brains of not only young Giant fans, but, you know, older fans alike, that they can really kind of relive some of these moments or live them for the first time and really say, wow, these were, you know, great Giant players or great Giant games, or this is a memorable game. You know, that's just so many really good things that you're doing with this. So I just want to thank you.
No, I appreciate that, Carl. Like I said, like, whatever I can do to even give back a little bit where I can in some of this, because one of the things I love hearing from people respond to me, and you know, Twitter can be a rough place, as we all know, you know, at different times, but, like, I have been fortunate that it's kind of, like, overwhelmingly been positive for the most part. I love when people write back to me, they say, you know, I was sitting with my father the other day, and he's, you know, he's getting up there in age, and he's responding and seeing some of these old clips I'm posting, even, like, some of the older stuff that I'll find from Giant yearbooks that I'll have, you know, found off of YouTube and other places from, like, the 1960s and 50s in some cases, and I'll show those, and they'll remember, and they'll talk through those stories. And things that they can, you know, there's a lot of family when it comes to the Giants or the Giant fans. Like, a lot of it's families all come together around the Giants, you know, during good times and bad. And when I'm posting this, I hear that feedback from people, you know, thank me for that. And being able to do something where I'm kind of, like, having fun myself doing it and realizing that other people are enjoying it and getting, you know, like, a positive feel from it without, you know, without me kind of, like, really completely full or, like, extending myself in that. Like, I think, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to hear that.
And you're doing it out of passion, right? I mean, there's no business in this, right? It's not like you're monetizing it in any which way. You're just doing it because you love it.
Yeah, no, I've said I'm the worst businessman on earth when it comes to the Giants. Even my own season tickets, I will refuse to sell my season tickets to another team's fans. Like, I just won't do it. I don't care, like, what they are, you know. So I you know, the next dollar I make on this will be the first. It really is something that, you know, like, maybe if I'm smarter, I would have figured out a way to do that. But right now, really, it really is just a passion project. And because of that, it gives me freedom to do things like,
right,
I can show some random game from like 1982 or whatever that maybe someone would be, I'm sure, like, there's somebody who has metrics on that and like, oh, that's not the right angle, right buzz. I'm like, I don't care. I'm just going to show this thing because I think it's interesting. And, right, you know, I do Pain Week, which everyone has grown to love to hate. You know, that thing is a nightmare to try to do. Like, you know, nobody in their right mind would do that. But I do it because I'm like, oh, I can, because I'm not losing any money because I'm not making any money.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, I got this has been, tell me if I'm wrong, but has this not been a banner fall for you with as far as, because I always retweet your stuff. I make comments on it, and I've been a big fan of it since I first stumbled upon it. But you've suddenly gotten a lot of really cool followers now, don't you?
Oh, yeah. What was it? A week or so ago, I was, I think I'd mentioned, you know, like, I was college touring, and all of a sudden, Phil Simms follows me. And that came out of left field. Cool. And for me, like, you know, I said, like, as if you had told, you know, 10-year-old me, like, at first you explained what Twitter was and told me that Phil Simms was following me on it, like, my head would have exploded. And then I just took a, you know, I decided to sort of take a Hail Mary and just sent the thing to you know, Eli Manning. I was like, hey, Eli, I have, you know, Phil Simms, Kerry Collins, Danny Cannell, Dave Brown, David Carr, even Fran Tarkenton follows me. I'm like, I have all these old Giant quarterbacks. I'm like, you're not following me, and your center is too, Sean O'Hara. So come on. And then all of a sudden he follows. So yeah, like, it's a thrill for me to see that. And what I love also is, especially, and Carl, you've done it too, when a lot of these ex-players will chime in on the videos and stuff I show, and they'll explain a little more behind the plate, yeah, what's going on there. Like, you've done it, Tiki's done it, Mark Collins is great with that pepper. Eli's done it a couple of times. So, you know, Phil Simms.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's really cool.
So I love when you know, TV has evolved and TV's changed, and I work in television as well. And the way games are presented are a little bit different. And, you know, back in the day, you know, CBS was really into the tease. Now it's all about, like, kind of getting to the game. And you air some of these, like, game opens that are absolute classics. And me, as someone who works in television, I'm also kind of observing how it's not done now and how it was done then. And I understand why it was done when those were heavily produced pieces, but you'll air those sometimes as well, which are really cool because it kind of puts things in perspective. But my question for you regarding all this, have you gotten any, because we know about the business of the world, have you gotten harassed by the NFL or the networks for using their stuff? Or since you don't make any money off it, there's really nothing they can do about it?
I mean, the answer is no. I've never been harassed with copyright strikes or anything like that, as I understand it, because there's actually a group of other teams fans that are in, like, the historical views of their team, similar to what I've done with the Giants here. There's a guy who does Bills VHS. He does old Bills games. There's a New York Jets history guy. There's a guy, Love You Blue, who's got the old Houston Oilers stuff. So there's actually kind of like a group of us getting together, and we talk about, like, has anything happened with that for them? I have, you know, a number of announcers and stuff who are with the different networks that follow me, you know, in addition to yourselves. I actually have some executives from Fox that follow me on there, and nobody's done anything. So I think that, you know, I think they're just sort of enjoying it as a curiosity. Maybe the fact that I'm not making money on any of this stuff is something they're like, okay, well, whatever. Like, this is just some guy and it's interesting, and it would probably cost them more money to get a cease and desist letter written by a lawyer than whatever I'm costing them. So they're probably like, just let it go. So yeah, for right now, I've been kind of going along my merry way here, and people know, you know, like I said, I try not to be arrogant about it. I try not to shove it in his face. I try to, like, just, people seem to enjoy it, and I'm just kind of going along doing it.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes and sharing with our audience.
Thank you.
Yeah. And keep the content rolling. I know you're going to have a few more Packers week stuff out there. Maybe Lynn Dickey getting crushed by somebody or whatever, but we appreciate you taking a couple minutes to join us here on Believe in Giants.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Bob and Carl. I enjoyed
it. Thank you.
Love it. Love the podcast. I will be there on Monday night. I'll wave from my section 124 to you guys up in the booth. And when, if I see you on the field before the game, I'll shout something, but thanks for having me.
All right. Great. Okay. Having you on. That's Matt from Big Blue VCR. It's
actually Bill Parcells with a voice changer, as you can see.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. Matt, thanks so much for joining.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
So that sets the stage, Carl, for this run up for the Giants and Packers, right? Giants are coming off their bye. Earlier in the week when we were taping the podcast with Jonathan Vilma, which, by the way, I want to thank Jonathan for coming on because yes. that was masterclass stuff and our fans really enjoyed it. Tommy DeVito, Dable announced that Tommy DeVito was going to be the starting quarterback mm-hmm. for the Giants for this week's game. And I think it's the smart play, right? I mean, Tommy DeVito is the first quarterback in the common draft era as an undrafted rookie free agent quarterback to have a passer rating of over 100 in back-to-back games. He's won sure. as many games as Tyrod Taylor and Daniel Jones have won combined. Mm-hmm. He kind of earned the right to give it another shot. And I think Dable, the right? Because what's the worst case scenario? He doesn't play well, and you bring Tyrod off the bench.
Yeah, so I was just going to say that. It's not like Tyrod didn't make the traveling squad, if you will. Like, if it were college, he got his uniform. Tyrod Taylor is a consummate pro and an ultimate teammate. So, personally, I'm sure he's disappointed because he feels that he can help the team. But I will guarantee you he will help Tommy DeVito be his best self on Monday night as a backup quarterback with way more experience. He will give Tommy every nugget he has to make sure that his team is successful. So, yeah, I mean, I can see where he's bummed because he's paid to be a backup quarterback, you know, and his time is now. The other guy is behind him, DeVito. But you know, you go with the hot hand. And if that hot hand gets cold, you know you got Tyrod who's going to come in and do his best job.
Let's talk about what Tommy DeVito's facing. Right, the Packers have won 3 in a row. Their last 2 wins have been against teams that have won that have at least 8 wins. So it's not like they're beating the lower level teams of the NFL. They beat the Lions on Thanksgiving, then they came back and they co-signed it with a home win on Sunday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Carl, We don't have to get into the Jordan Love part of it yet and the offense and his maturation. Let's talk a little bit more about them defensively, because they got a kid from New Jersey and Rashawn Gary who gets after the quarterback. Preston Smith can get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
The middle linebacker. Like, they have a lot of talent across the board on the defensive side of the ball, and their numbers defensively are pretty impressive. I mean, they are ninth in the NFL in points allowed, and they have not allowed more than 24 points since week four this season. So what are some of the things that you saw on tape that the Giants must be aware of, and how do they go about attacking this defense?
So, Bob, I think the most impressive part of what the Packers defense is that they're really good, but they're no frills. Like, you cut the tape on you. Okay, so you head into a Packers game, and if you're watching TV for the last 10 weeks of the season, nobody's talking about players on the Packers defense. Nobody talks about Smith or Gary or any of these guys. But yet when you put the tape on, you're like, these dudes are legit. Like, but they're so no frills about it that they just, you know, you got two pass rushers who are as effective as any in the league right now, but they're not the hype machines, right? They're not, you're not going to hear a Micah Parsons. You're not going to hear someone on their local station saying, well, he's not as good. And somebody, you know, you're just going to cut on the tape and just watch it. And you're going to be like, this Packer defense is, they're pretty good. They get after it. And I think the more people are watching them, especially coming out of that Kansas City game, you get an idea of this team has been consistently good, because it was, again, a lot of big plays in the Packers game, but they were consistent that whole game. They didn't have a lot of breakdowns. They didn't do a lot of different things. They just got after you.
They get after you, and they get after you in a hard way. Offensively, as you were breaking down the film and looking at Jordan Love, as he's matured and as he's getting more comfortable, because he had a dark spot in the middle of the season. In fact, they came out publicly and said, we need to see more out of him, and he has certainly stepped it up. What was the first thing that jumped out that you and I were watching it, and it was like, I think we've seen this before.
Growth. They wanted to see more growth. That's what it is, because he looks as comfortable running this offense as Aaron Rodgers. And that, I mean, again, their splash plays look like Green Bay plays, right? It's not, I don't know how, if you've watched a really good Green Bay Packers team, it just looks like plays they should be making. When Aaron Rodgers was there, he's got great arm talent. He does this, that, and the other, but they're just Green Bay Packer type plays. That's where he is now with LaFleur in this offensive system, his receivers, even though he lost one, they just look like they're comfortable running their offense. And that's scary, because it looks so routine, right? You cut the film on. Again, here's their offense. This is how they run the football. This is what they do to pass the ball. I looked at the Packers game. The Vikings game. And he made it look so easy. The passing game looked so easy. Knew everywhere he was going to go with the ball, his pre-snap reads. You know, Brian Flores is a guy who will blitz you. He will give you a lot of different looks. He looked like he made every right decision in that football game. And that's the Packer football that people are accustomed to seeing. It's not, you know, nobody's going to jump off the page and they'll be talking about you unless you're screwing up on talk TV, sports TV. But then you cut the game on and you're like, damn, they're good. And they're back to being that type of team where everything just looks uniformly good and routine. It's like these are the things that when you look at a Packers game, where they are. They don't have a lot of holes. They don't have a lot of breakdowns. You have to beat them, and you're going to have to beat their scheme because they're executing their scheme extremely well.
Yeah, I mean, you could even go back to Favre. And one of the things, as far as their offense looking like their offense in a lot of ways, one of the things that you and I noticed, and I looked at some more tape during the course of the week, was how Love is now processing things a little bit better. And like a Rodgers, he's extending these plays within the pocket. He's mm-hmm. feeling pressure here. He's sliding to his left. He's stepping up. And these are now becoming extended plays where it's almost scramble drills. And everybody seems to know where they need to go based on that. And his movement within the pocket, forget about him running around. It's little stuff like you would see with Rodgers and like you saw with Favre, you know? Yeah. Scanning. Oh, I got to step up here. Scanning. Let me slide a little bit to my right. And then he's throwing guys open or guys are getting open. And it's pretty impressive what we've seen over the last couple of weeks. So the Giants, this is going to be a challenge because you got to cover the entire play. And mm-hmm. we saw on tape some things where it was like, dude, why are you stopping covering guys? The play's yeah. still going on.
Play still going on. You got three guys around a receiver, and they all just stop. And the receiver keeps playing, and they know the quarterback is extending the play, and he's wide open as a result of it. He's covered until he's wide open, and three guys were around him. But it's like when I talk about what Packer football looks like, you know, the type of Packer football that we had grown accustomed to, quarterbacks are moving – but it's all controlled, right? It's not hair on fire, you know, the house is burning down around me. It's all, you know, just every move, every scramble, there's a purpose to it, right? If he steps up, there's a purpose. And the way you have to do those types of quarterbacks, and it was Favre was no different, Rodgers was no different, you got to hit them off schedule. You got to find a way to disrupt the timing, not just to make him move in the pocket, because that's what Packers quarterbacks are taught to do. Move in the pocket, find the open receiver, and the receivers know it. You've got to start to hit them off schedule. You've got to disrupt something in the timing of their offense, and it probably has to start with stopping the run game
mm-hmm.
because their effective run game that impacts how they pass the football. But this will be a big challenge. The Giants, they can't come out and play a game where they can play three quarters or two and a half quarters and then just be okay down the stretch. They've got to be consistent throughout the game because that's the type of offense they're facing. That's the type of defense that they're facing. Like, these guys are just steady as you go, really, really good football players, but there's not going to be a splash play that they have their pressure packages, but it just all looks the same. It looks like really good Packers football again.
I want to get something off my chest. When Dable announced that Tommy DeVito was going to be the starting quarterback on Tuesday, I got hit with a barrage of tweets. And I think you might have been tagged on a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Was like, what is Dable doing? This goes to show that he's really inexperienced. He doesn't know what he's doing. Why is he announcing on Tuesday who the starting quarterback is going to be for Monday? Why not keep the Packers guessing and unsure of who to prepare for? And some teams will do that, but I think here's where that thought process is completely wrong in this specific situation. And I'm going to give my opinion, and I couldn't type it all on X. My opinion is this. What Dable did was he announced that DeVito was the starting quarterback. There were media avails that day. He's got a young kid who's an undrafted free agent who's kind of riding high, having won two in a row, getting ready to play on Monday Night Football in a stadium 10 minutes from his house.
Mm-hmm.
You announce it, forget about the Packers. The Giants have to do what they're going to do. And basically, sure, the offense is relatively the same whether Tyrod's playing or DeVito's playing at this point. What he's done, which I think was brilliant, was let's get it out of the way. Let's let Tyrod's going to express his disappointment, which he did to the media. I'm going to field all these questions. Now, he took a few more questions on Wednesday, but then Dable is, but then he kind of cut it short. DeVito got his interview. The last thing you wanted during the course of this week is every single day that there were media avails. So who's starting a quarterback on Monday night? Who are you going to have a quarterback on Monday? We're still evaluating that. They knew coming off the bye who they were going to have as their starting quarterback. They had a bye week to discuss it. They came back. They had their meetings as a staff, and then Dable making the final call. In this situation, eliminating distractions within the locker room, I think, was the right move. Get it out of the way on Tuesday and a little bit on Wednesday, and that way you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's not a distraction. So I think it was the smart move.
It was, but here's the other thing too, Bob. The players will not have to answer these questions all week either.
That's what I mean. That's the crux of it.
Right. So because then it becomes, you know, you ask the question 150 ways if you're a journalist, if you don't have an answer. And then it becomes, well, who do you prefer to be the quarterback? Well, what would you like to see back there if if Tyrod or Tommy are out there? What's the difference in the two?
Right.
Do they throw? You get all these ancillary stories that come out of a non-decision by a head coach by putting it out there. Now everybody can go back to work and focus. You get one story and you get probably 2 days worth of coverage on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need Jalen Hyatt every day being asked a question as to, well, who do you think is going to play? Who got the most reps? Who throws a different kind? Like it's
right.
Or Slayton or whomever. It doesn't matter.
Well, this is kind of in that same vein. Kim Jones, our friend, asked about Isaiah Hodgins, and it became a whole, well, why doesn't he deserve more playing time? And it took on a whole line of questioning from Kim, but that very easily could have become a whole issue by amongst other reporters following up on it. I just think Dable just said, look, he's given these guys have packages, you know, and this is the way it's working. But, you know, had another reporter started to follow up on that, and then they take it to the locker room and they start asking those questions. That's how these things get going. So a quarterback situation would definitely have taken on a life of its own.
Oh, like you wouldn't know anything about that. Sims, yeah. Hostetler. I mean, remember that whole fiasco?
Oh, yeah.
That whole training camp in 91?
Yep.
I mean, it was brutal. Make a decision and roll with it. And this way it's on board and it becomes a dead issue. And hopefully Tommy plays well. Before I move on, do you have anything else that you want to talk about with this game? Because I got to get to the other thing.
No, I think we covered it. I really want to see how the Giants come out in this game. This is, you know, the Packers are more of a polished version, and I hope they don't take this the wrong way, of what the Washington Commanders defense used to look like. You know, just steady as you go, just all day, every play, they were going to be there. When they had those, they had their edge and their inside guys, and they had a backer. It was just, you knew every single play you had to line up and you had to block somebody. They weren't taking plays off. That's how I see this Packers defense and the challenge of the Giants offensive line. It's like, you know, sometimes you got to plan for a stun or these guys are going to blitz this way. This is a team that just lines up. You got to worry about their base defense first before you even get into the other stuff that they can do. So that was kind of the analogy. But when you look back on when Washington were good defensively with that same group, that's what you had, just had to worry about individual players.
So just in buttoning up the game, This is the 99th year of Giants football. Monday night will be the 1,400th regular season game for the Giants. If they were to win, they would earn their 400th regular season home victory in franchise history. And if they were to win, they would record their 720th regular season victory. Obviously, the Bears and Packers have been around longer, so they've got more. But it kind of, there's a nice historical symmetry in their 99th year going against a franchise that's in their 104th or 105th year, 104th year. If the Giants could kind of hit those numbers against the Green Bay Packers, you know, original teams in the NFL. Now it's the legacy game. So the Giants going to wear the uniforms of the 80s and 90s, which Big Blue VCR has been pumping out videos of all that stuff. But there's also earlier this week. Now we talked a lot about the black ice and your NHL endeavor with Starter. And we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, Matt Swenson, who's an elite photographer for the Giants, and Michael Becton, who shoots amazing video, and these guys are the best.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Let's talk about this jacket that you got a whole lot of people wearing, and it's pretty cool, right? I mean,
you got
the rappers from the 80s involved in it. You got former teammates involved in it. It's LT's holding the cigar. It's awesome.
Yeah, so what I wanted to do, because this was a Monday night football game, because that giant, that black Giants jacket, it actually existed, people. It was another rare jacket. And
you mean like the red one?
Yeah, it was rare. I saw a lot of people jump on this jacket, never existed. Oh, it existed. But Monday night was all about New York City Nights. Or New York City Lights. And I wanted to be able to storytell around the brand as it related to the lights, the celebrity, and what it means to play on Monday Night Football. And how I could tie all of that together, because it was during the period where music and sports, there was such a symmetry in New York City with artists, and they were big fans of the team, overt fans of the team. And so we put this whole thing together, and some of the most memorable stuff for New York City Lights was, you know, our Badfellas poster, me, Pepper, and the GOAT, Lawrence Taylor. And I wanted to recreate that. And if we had to do it again in this era, we would be in Cadillac Escalades. We wouldn't be in stretch limousines, right? But we get to tell a story of then versus now. So we recreated that Badfellas photo shoot. And it was so cool too, because I reached out. The first person I always run stuff by is Pepper. And he's like, oh, I'm 100% down for this. And I says, do you want me to call Lawrence or you're going to call him? He said, I'll reach out and then you follow up. So he reached out, said, Lawrence says, call him. So I explained to Lawrence what we were doing. And he was so on board. He shows up. It's the funniest thing. And I, you know, if you guys look at that video that's posted, number one, the love is genuine, but just like the humor. It's just some of the things that we were saying during that shoot was similar to what we were saying during the original shoot. And then I said, I want to be able to incorporate current players. And I think what kind of embodies that spirit was McFadden and Bobby Okereke having great years. They show up in big games, and I was like, I'm going to see if they would be willing to participate in it. And both guys said yes. And we gave them their own photo shoot. And so it's a whole thing, right? Like New York City Lights is, you know, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And the light stays bright when you are you're able to win here in this town. And it was just a great period. And this jacket went on sale, and it wasn't like somebody said they must have only put 50 jackets up on sale because they sold out in an hour and 20 minutes. And it was a lot of jackets. I hope to be able to restock it, but the stadium on Monday night, they are actually at the MetLife Stadium. They have it in the store for those attending the game. And they just asked for any inventory that I was probably planning on restocking next week online, which wasn't a ton, but it was enough to, you know, keep people going. They just reached out and like, we'll take everything you got. So folks, you stay tuned, but if you can get to the stadium, that's your best opportunity to get in on it. And the hoodie is selling out too, which is really cool. So we put together just kind of a real fun storytelling moment because we incorporated what New York City Lights were like with people who were the biggest stars in New York in one way, shape, or form. And they just happened to have an affinity for the Giants, hardcore affinity for the Giants, and happened to be really, really good dudes, and they love the Starter brand. So it was just all this whole organic fusion of culture and sport. And, you know, we celebrated, you know, we're celebrating 50 years of hip hop, but do you know what it's like to have two of the biggest stars or influential people in the history of a genre that happen to be major, major Giant fans, like hardcore Giants fans? And then you look back on album covers and they're wearing Starter jackets, or you look on the cover of a magazine from the 90s or the 80s, and these guys are wearing not just Starter jackets, but Giant Starter jackets.
Right.
Which is the coolest thing ever, because though you have mega stars now showing their football fandom and not caring because it was a status symbol. Like, and I think that was just really cool, man.
It's pretty awesome. It's, I mean, between the Black Ice NHL initiative,
yeah,
and now this one. So, what's the name of it?
The Starter jacket?
Yeah,
like it's New York City Lights # Bad Fellas. So we replaced our suits in this current photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
We replaced the suits in the limo with black Starter jackets and black Escalades. So New York City Lights # Bad Fellas.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. It looks. I think you, just like we were talking with Big Blue VCR. Mm-hmm. I think it really just touches a lot of people, like seeing the band back together again.
Yeah,
and all that other stuff. I think it's awesome. So if you're going to the stadium, it's Legacy Game. It's Monday Night Football. Maybe instead of getting yourself the Italian sausage and peppers as you're walking in, or grabbing a hot dog or a cold beer, you may want to go to the team store right away if you really want to get one of these jackets.
Yeah, you might want to do that. And the Giants are actually running a sweepstakes on a jacket. There's one that Pepper, myself, and Lawrence signed. So that there's going to be an opportunity for some lucky fan to win that jacket. And then stay tuned for the Bad Fellas, the poster / Bad Fellas hoodie that Lawrence Pepper and I wore on the set. I think everybody in the group, we can't do it without their sign off.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody amongst us want to figure out how to make it happen. And I just want to do it the right way. And I gave, you know, Pepper and Lawrence both my word that nothing would be released to the public outside of what we wore on that set. until we can all figure out how to make it work for everybody. And we do, and we want it to happen. So guys, stay tuned. Hopefully we can make an announcement before the holiday or before the new year so that you guys can have that stuff. But I want to be able to incorporate with the product, the apparel, that actual poster too, that we just shot the redo. So
that's awesome. It'll be fun. Right. Yeah. Good luck with it. How do we like to end it?
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Believe in Giants.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that the U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut. If you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.